ना कैसे भुलाएं ओ मधुबन वाले बाबा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, भला कैसे
ले।
Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada has come in the gathering of his holy, happy swans. Holy swans are visible in all four directions. All of you know the specialities of holy swans very well. Constantly holy, happy swan
Swach.
Means always a clean and clear heart, because the holy swans, because a holy swan has a clean and clear heart. All its pure desires are easily fulfilled.
इसको कहती है
This is called or this is to be said that a clean heart is always satisfied. It creates a thought and that is fulfilled. It doesn't have to labor. Why? Because the one whose heart is clean is loved the most and is very close to Bap Dada. Because the one with a clean heart is always seated on Bap Dada's heart throne and all his elevated thoughts get fulfilled. He is very easy and clear. In his attitude, outlook, relationships, contacts, as well as he has a stable stage. Sign of an easy nature is that one's heart, head, and speech all are alike. It isn't that there is something else in his heart and something different in his speech. Because that is not the sign of easy nature. The one with an easy nature is always humble egoless and selfless. The speciality of a holy swan is that he will be easy at heart, easy in his speech, easy attitude, easiness in attitude and drishti as well. In this year, Bab Dada wishes to see two specialities in the behavior and on the face of all the children. Everyone asks, doesn't he, what is to be done in the future? What is to be done after the end of this season? Bab Dada season, what is to be done after this? This is what all of you think, don't you? What is to happen in the future? What do we have to do in the future? Bab Dada wishes to see this speciality in all the children. As much in the field of service, majority of you, according to your capacity, have progressed a great deal. You have moved forward in the field of service. Bab Dada congratulates you for this progress. Bahut achha, bahut achha. Very good, very good, very good. And Baba Stephen in the audience raised their hand, wave at Baba to acknowledge the congratulation. But along with this, as a result of this, Baba noticed one thing. Should Baba tell you what he noticed? Say, teachers, should Baba tell you what Bab Dada noticed? Double foreigners, say, should Baba tell you what Bab Dada noticed? In the field of service, you have progressed very well, but Bab Dada found something. Should he tell you? And when Baba is asking everyone, Pandavas, double foreigners, teachers, those sitting in the front, say, raise your hand. Do you want Baba to tell you? If all of you raise your hand, only then Baba will tell you. That means you want Baba to tell you. So each one raises his hand and wants Baba to tell what he noticed. Very good. What was that one thing Bab Dada noticed? Today in the subtle regions, Bab and Dada, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba were conversing with each other. How were they conversing with each other? How were they chit-chatting with each other? Do you know? How were they conversing with each other? How will they converse? Or how do they converse? Just as here, in this world, you do mono acting, don't you? Don't you do mono acting? One person plays the role of two people. You do very good mono acting. So just as in your corporeal world, well, for Baba this is not his world, therefore he says just as in your corporeal world one soul plays two roles whilst doing mono acting. Similarly, Bab and Dada are two souls but in one body. There's a difference, isn't there? So it's very amusing.
What does it mean?
So in the subtle regions today, Bap and Dada were conversing with each other on which topic? All of you know, don't you, what Brahma Baba is always enthusiastic about? You know it very well, don't you? What Brahma Baba is enthusiastic about? Brahma Baba is very enthusiastic to get the work done quicker. The task of establishment done faster, as fast as possible. So Shiv Baba, Shiv Father, told Brahma Father, actually, it's a matter of just, not even a clap, you know, but just, you know, with the fingers you make a sound. With your two fingers or one hand you make a sound. So to do destruction or to bring about transformation is a matter of just a second. But for that, Shiv Baba told Brahma Baba, at least prepare half the rosary of 108. Baba will not say full rosary of 108, but at least prepare half the rosary. That is 54 at least of the 108 rosary. Shiv Baba told Brahma Baba this. And what must have Brahma Baba replied on the statement of Shiv Baba? When Shiv Baba told Brahma Baba that, okay, at least prepare half of the rosary, if not full, what must have Brahma Baba replied to Shiv Baba? And Dadiji is saying something, that we are becoming. That means even half of the rosary is not ready yet. Dadiji is saying, we are becoming. And then and Baba says, that means even half of the rosary is not ready yet, not ready yet. Is the half of the rosary ready? Baba is asking, is half of the rosary, those sitting in the front line, all the Maharathis are sitting in the front line, so Baba is asking them, you are sitting in the front line, you have to take benefit of that by at least answering, is half of the rosary of 108 ready? Maybe full rosary, that leave it for the time being. At least half of the rosary, is it ready? Baba is asking, and everyone is smiling. You are smiling, it means there is something in it. Is half of the rosary ready? And some of them are saying, yes, it's ready. Is it ready? Baba is asking. Those who think, or those who say that half of the rosary is ready now, they raise their hand. Don't clap, just raise your hand. Is half of the rosary ready? Is it ready? Raise it higher. Not low. Raise your hand higher if you think that half of the rosary is ready. Very few have risen their hand. Very few have risen their hands. Okay, lower your hand. Okay, those who think that it is taking place, the process is on, raise their hand, and everyone has raised their hand. They are carrying colorful fans and they are raising their hand with their fans. I can watch from the translation booth. This is a beautiful audience, very lovely. So majority of you are saying that the rosary is getting ready. It is under the process. And the minority of you said that half of the rosary is ready. Now those who have raised their hand for the first question, that is, it is ready, half of the rosary is ready, they should give their names. Bab Dada wants their names. Those who say that half of the rosary is ready. And everyone laughs. So those who say that it's good to say that half of the rosary is ready, it is good to say that. Bab Dada, don't worry, nobody else will read your name. It will be on the slip and it will be closed. Only Bab Dada will read. If you say that half of the rosary is ready, it means you are very hopeful and Bab Dada will call you a hopeful jewel, the jewel of hope. And Bab Dada also says that half of the rosary should be ready. Raise your hand again, those who say that half of the rosary is ready. Baba is telling Dadiji, and Baba is telling that brother who is working with the TV to show them on the television, those who have raised their hand. Yeah, raise your hand high. Bab Dada wants to see. Those are very optimistic, those who are stars of hope. Very good if you have raised your hand, but very few have raised their hand. So Baba says, those who have raised their hand is good. You are very hopeful. What about those sitting in the front in the cabin? Did anyone raise your hand? No one raised your hand? Those amongst those sitting in the cabin? There are so many departments working here in the cabin here. Audio, video, Murli department, you know, so many departments. What about Madhubani Vasis? Note down the hands of Madhubani Vasis. So when Shiv Baba asked Brahma Baba, is half of the rosary ready? So what must have Brahma Baba replied to Shiv Baba? You replied, you gave very good answers. But what must have Brahma Baba replied to Shiv Baba? Brahma Baba said, Baba, it's... Brahma Baba said to Shiv Baba, Baba, you just, not even clap, you know, when you just make a sound with two fingers of one hand, that chipti, I don't know what you call in English, you just make that sound and they'll be ready. That's what Brahma Baba said to Shiv Baba. So, it's good. Baba said, okay, what about the whole rosary? Okay, half of the rosary, you gave the answer that it's a matter of just a second. But Baba is also asking about the whole rosary of 108. Is the whole rosary of 108 ready? And then Brahma Baba told Shiv Baba that for that some more time is needed. So this was a sweet conversation going on between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Why you need some more time for that.
You
know, Shiv Baba asked Brahma Baba, why do you need more time for that? Because in a conversation it's like question and answer too, no? So Shiv Baba asked Brahma Baba, why more time is needed for the whole rosary to become, to get ready? What is still lacking for the want of which half of the rosary will still take some time and it won't get ready soon? Shiv Baba asked this question and Brahma Baba replied, then what Brahma Baba did was that he emerged the Brahmin children from every zone, just as you have zones in India and you have different regions in the world. Similarly, Baba emerged the children of different areas one by one, and each one's face was visible, and Baba began to look at all the faces of each area, each zone or region. And Baba went on looking, and then Brahma Baba said, one speciality all the children will inculcate soon, and then the rosary will become ready quickly. What is that speciality which the children will inculcate soon and that will enable the rosary to get ready quickly? So then Shiv Baba asked, which speciality? Then Brahma Baba said, children have progressed so much in service. They have moved forward whilst doing service, and they have progressed very well whilst doing service. But one type of balance, a balance of one thing is still lacking, and that is in spite of moving forward in the task of establishment, construction, but along with doing the work of construction, what is needed is the quality of humility. Actually, in Hindi, there is a pun on the word. The Hindi word is Nirman, and Nirman means to create, to establish, as well as to be humble. It's just a matter of one dot, that's all. So in the language or in the script, so it's actually the same. Therefore there should be a balance between these two, and this balance is lacking. that is in the task of establishment. They are moving forward, that is in service, they are progressing very well, that is construction or establishment work is taking place fast, but along with that there is need of humility too. But instead of humility, there is sometimes self-ego, that is self-ego is mixed sometimes whilst moving forward in service. Therefore, the need at the present time is that as much you move forward in service, that much in your attitude, drishti, words, behavior, activity, actions, there should be humility. Humility should be visible in all these things. Because there isn't this balance in your relationships and contacts with people, you are unable to receive the blessings which you would otherwise get if there would be a balance. However much efforts one may do, it's good if you are making efforts, but along with the efforts, if you are unable to accumulate the treasure of blessings in your account, that means here good wishes from others. If you are unable to accumulate the treasure of good wishes from others in your account, then the stage of a bestower, stage of a merciful stage, that experience you will not have. You won't have the experience of being a bestower or having a stage of mercy. The need at this time is On one hand, to do your self efforts, but also on the other hand, to accumulate the good wishes coming from everyone, the juniors as well as the seniors, as well as equals, from everyone you should be receiving good wishes, like blessings. This is to accumulate the treasure of charity in your account. Marks are added to your account through these charitable actions. Otherwise, however much service you may do, you may move forward in service with great intoxication. But if you are not humble, if you are not having a mixing nature, the need is that you also be humble, you have a mixing nature, you accumulate charitable actions in your account. That is very, very essential. If you don't do that, then however much you may say, I did so much, I did so much, I did so much service, I did so much service, but it's of no use, because your number will be at the back and not in the front, in spite of doing so much service. This is why Bap Dada is signaling you beforehand. At present, you need to accumulate charitable actions in your account. Don't think, oh, such and such person is like that. That is, you think ill of him, and this one is never going to change. Well, if you can change matter, nature, that is, you will be able to adjust nature, won't you? If you can do that, can't you adjust Brahmin souls too? Adjust the against. Baba is again rhyming words. If someone is against you, learn how to adjust him, even if he's against you. So adjust with the ones who are against you. This is to do the work of construction and then keep a balance of humility with it. Maintain a balance of construction and humility. Both are same word in Hindi. Did you understand? Did you hear? It's the end of the season, and therefore Baba should give you homework, shouldn't he, for the year? Bap Dada will come in the next season, but he has put a big but he will come, but so Bab Dada has accepted our invitation and Baba will come in the next season, that is the next year, 2000-2001. But he said, he uses the word but. Sakar part went on and now Avyakt part has also been played for so much time. There wasn't nobody even dreamt that this type of Avyakt part will take place. So both the parts, that is part in Sakar and part in Avyakt, took place. And now for it to continue, Baba will have to put a condition. Shouldn't he put a condition? What is your thought? Baba is asking Daddy. Or should it go on like this all the time? today's program was given in the subtle regions. You know, not today's program, maybe the next season's program. Dadiji puts the dates for the next season and gave it to Gulzar Dadi to for Baba to decide. So Baba saw that program and then Baba replied to that. For how long will this part continue in the drama? Do you have any date? Baba is asking Prem, Sister Prem of Haridwar, tell the horoscope any date of reaching perfection, date of the rosary being complete, for and the date for how long should Bab Dada continue to come. So Baba is asking a date. Now the question has arisen that for how long, till when, should this part continue? And Baba continues to give a long drishti with a smile, sweet, deep smile, wanting to know for how long should this path continue. There are still 6 months left. Is it not for the next season to begin? Because usually it starts from October. So the next season begins from October and now it's end of March. March middle, so another 6 months in between. And they and there's 6 months, so Baba is, Baba wants to see the result. Baba wants to see the result. A clean heart, that's what Papa wants to see. Baba is continuing to give powerful drishti in between. There shouldn't be any old sanskar in the form of ego. That is, there shouldn't be any spot or stain of this old sanskar, even to the extent of feelings. And again, Baba's rhyming words, abhiman and apman, ego and insult. So sometimes because there is ego, there is a feeling of insult, you feel insulted. So even that shouldn't be there. Bap Dada in the subtle regions has a machine to take out the picture of your heart. Just as in an X-ray machine or in the, you know, ECG, or you're able to know what is happening in the physical heart, you can come to know of the physical heart. Similarly, whatever goes on in your heart is clearly visible in front of Bap Dada in his machine. Different types of stains are visible. Some are small, some are big, some are dark, some are light, but they are all visible. Today you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you?
Last turn on a kickada.
As this is the last turn, you were given the homework first. About Holi, you tell others also, don't you, that to celebrate Holi means to let bygones be bygones, that is, to let past be past. To celebrate Holi. To celebrate Holi means to have no stain, either big or small, in the heart. Let there be a clean heart, and a clean heart which is fully accomplished in all attainments. Bap Dada has told you earlier also that because Bap Dada loves the children very much, he does not like one thing of the children or in the children, and that is that children labor too much, and Bap Dada doesn't like that because he has so much love for the children. He doesn't like the children do a lot of laboring. If your heart is clean, then there won't be need to labor. Instead, the comforter of hearts will remain in your heart, and you will be in the heart of the comforter of hearts. The comforter of hearts will be in your heart, and you will be in the heart of the comforter of hearts. When Baba is merged in your heart, then Maya cannot come, whether it's a subtle form of Maya or the royal form of Maya, a gross form of Maya. Maya cannot come in any of these forms to you. Then it cannot even come to you in your dreams or in your thoughts as well. It cannot come. Then you will become free from labor, free of labor, won't you? Baptada wishes to see you being free of labor even in your thoughts. Liberation from labor will make you experience liberation in life. Therefore, to celebrate holy means to be liberated from labor and thereby experience liberation in life. Baba is again rhyming words. Mehnat Mukt will enable you to become Jeevan Mukt. Free from labor will it make you experience freedom or liberation in life.
Once
Baba wishes that you make service powerful through
Swani Dwara,
through power in your thoughts. That is, powerful thoughts should be should enable you to make your service powerful. At present, powerful words make your service powerful, and that will continue. It has continued and it will continue, but that does take a long time. And now time is very short. There is less time left. And there is a lot of service to do. You have already given the result, told the result, that you are unable to complete the rosary of 108 till now. So even if 108 rosary is not ready yet, then there's a still long way to go. You have to complete the rosary of 16,108 and the 900,000. So it's a long way left, long way. Therefore, what is needed is fast work, speedy work. And for that, make your thoughts be elevated, clean, pure, and don't allow your thoughts to go a waste even for 1 second. Even till now,
percentage,
majority of you have a high percentage of waste.
Ashuddhi.
Though it is not impure, but there is a lot of waste in your thoughts. This is why you are unable to do service through the mind faster, or fast service through the mind is not taking place.
Fierat sepia.
Now, to celebrate holy means to make your mind so holy that it is also free from waste thoughts. And Baba continues,
holy
to give drishti. Did you celebrate holy? To celebrate means to become. People in the world celebrate Holi with different colors. But Bap Dada is sprinkling color of divine virtues, divine powers, the color of knowledge on all the children. Today in the subtle regions there was also some more news. One news Bap Dada already told you about, the conversation between Bap and Dada. The other news was good serviceable companions who have gone in the advance party. Today they assembled in the subtle regions because it was their day to celebrate Holi in the subtle regions, all the souls of the advance party. So they all came to subtle regions to celebrate Holi.
Absolutely.
Just as when some occasions come, you remember them, don't you? You remember your old dadis, your old friends, your old Pandavas, those who have left their bodies, the seniors who have left their bodies and are now in the advanced party. You remember them, don't you? Baba is looking at Dadiji and Dadiji is nodding her head. Today there was a very big group of souls of the advanced party in the subtle regions. If a list would be made, it would be a long one. Therefore, in the subtle regions today, all types of souls came to celebrate Holi. All of them are playing different roles on the basis of the result or fruit of their efforts. The part of the advanced party is still incognito. You all are thinking, aren't you? What are these souls of the advanced party doing? They are invoking all of you. They are waiting for you so that you become perfect and you come down as deities in the new world. All of them are very happy in their role, in their part. Of course, they do not have the awareness that we have come from Sangam Yuga. This awareness is not in them. But they have the divinity in them. They have purity in them. They have love for God in them. But knowledge is not clearly emerged in them.
Yeah,
they are detached, and if Gyan would be in an emerged form in them, they would all come running to Madhuvan. If Gyan would be in an emerged form in them, they would come running to Madhuvan. But their path is unique, it's different. They have the power of the knowledge. Their power of knowledge hasn't reduced. That is, they follow all the disciplines continuously, wherever they are, in their Laukik homes, with their parents. There is satisfaction with the parents, and they have all comforts at home. They are very strong in their disciplines. Of course, amongst them too, they are number wise. But they are very strong in them, as they are special souls. They feel that, they do feel that their past birth was very elevated, and their future birth will also be very elevated. Majority of them are of the royal families, and because of the royalty in them, they are satisfied souls, contented souls, happy souls. That contentment, happiness is visible in their features, on their faces too. So what happened in the subtle regions, that Baba was telling you. He told you about their history, but how did they celebrate Holi? What happened was that as they came, you must have noticed that during holy time, you know what they do is they fill plates with dry colored powder. Yeah. So in the subtle regions too, there were plates full of dry
powder,
colored of different colors. Oh, sorry, it wasn't colored powder, but it was spark. It was plates full of sparkling diamonds. Sparkling diamonds. But those diamonds were not heavy, they were very light. Just as you take powder in your hand, it's light, is it not? Similarly, in the subtle regions, there were plates full of sparkling diamonds of different colors. And when all of them, that is the souls of the advanced party, reached the subtle regions, then you know what is the form like in subtle regions? It is a form of light, is it not? You have seen it, haven't you? The figure of the body is of light. So they came in their bodies of light, and bodies of light in the subtle regions also shine. So they were already in their shining costume, and as they reached the subtle regions, Baba immersed them in their confluence aged forms. Baba immersed them in their confluence aged bodies. And when they emerged in their confluence aged bodies, they began to meet each other. And they forgot about the things of the advanced party, and they started recollecting their confluence age things, what they did in the confluence age. So you can understand what it must be like, how happy they must have been to remember their confluence aged life. And they were so happy that they began to exchange their experiences. Bap Dada also observed that they were very happy. So Baba said, okay, let them meet each other, let them enjoy. And they began to exchange their experiences with Baba. Each one was telling the other, Baba told me this, Baba told me that. Baba gave me so much love. Baba gave me this instruction, that instruction, this direction. Baba was like this. Baba was like that. Baba says this. Baba says that. So this is what they were talking to each other. So Baba, Baba, Baba was on their lips all the time. Kuch samay ke baad. after some time, so this conversation like this went on for some time, and after some time, you know, each one had different sanskars. Who was the most entertaining of all in this advanced party group? Who was the most entertaining of all, amusing of all? And everyone remembers Didi, Didi Manamohini. And Chandramani Dadi too, that's what some say. Chandramani Dadi and Didi Manamohini, they were very entertaining, very amusing. So Didi got up first, and Chandramani, she caught hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. Didi caught hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. And you know, Didi used to just be intoxicated when she used to dance. Similarly, they too in the subtle regions, she danced in intoxication. Then she made Mamma stand in the middle. And made everyone stand in a circle. And they played the game of hide and seek. They played the game of hide and seek. And Baba too was observing their games and smiling. So they came to celebrate Holi, and they also played. And after some time, all of them just merged in Baba's arms, and they were lost in Baba's love. And after that, Pap Dada showered jewels, those sparkling jewels, on all of them. Those sparkling jewels were very light. They were just like powder, you know, very light and very subtle. So, as they had angelic bodies, bodies of light, so Baba showered, sprinkled those sparkling diamonds on them, and as those diamonds were being showered on them, all of them, they were turned into decorated forms. You know, there are seven colors of a rainbow, so all the seven colors of the rainbow were visible. Their dresses became colorful. Their dresses looked so beautiful, shining, colorful, that even in Satyug, the deities there will not have such dresses. And there were many sisters in the group. So they started showering those diamonds on each other too. First Baba showered upon them, then they started showering on each other, and then started enjoying themselves. And what happened? They were experiencing so much pleasure after that. Uh-huh. tomorrow all of you will offer bhog to Baba tomorrow, but Bab Dada offered bhog of different types of, you know, bhog of Sangam Yuga of different types to them. And what is a special bhog which is offered to Baba on holy day? It's called Gevar. Gevar, it's a bigger form of Jalebi, bigger form. Father, Jalebi is a small form, round things, but this is a bigger form. You will eat it maybe tomorrow, yes. In bhog you will get. So, Baba says, and Baba offered to them different variety bhog tholis of Sangam Yuga. Before you can eat bhog, which you will eat tomorrow, they already ate bhog. You will eat tomorrow, but they already ate it. Daddy is telling to Baba that, Baba, it has been made, and Baba, you will be also offered. It's already there in the bhog plate. So they celebrated, they danced, they sang, and ate, and said, Va Baba, my Baba, sweet Baba. They sang songs of this type. So they sang, danced, ate, played, everything they did. And what happens at the end? What is done? Then they started congratulating each other, and then said goodbye. So you also celebrated along with them, didn't you? Or did you only hear the news of them? Baba is looking at Dadiji, and Dadiji is smiling away. She is able to visualize that scene. Therefore, so what you have to do is now, first of all, become light and make efforts to have a body of light. Can you do that? Can you become light in your body too? Or is your body too gross, too big for it to become light? In a second, you should be able to attain the double light stage, have a light body of light, become light. Can you become that? Can you become that in a second? Become an angel. And Baba is demonstrating himself of what it is like to become an angel. With a sweet smile on his face, and Baba goes into deep silence once again. And there is again pin drop silence in the hall. About 18,000 brothers and sisters are in this diamond hall today. Most of the chairs have been removed and nearly everyone is sitting on the floor. Today There are chairs in the gallery behind, right at the back of the hall, and the whole hall is jam-packed, completely full, with a little space in between for Baba to walk on that path to reach the end of the hall. About 13,000 to 14,000 Brahmins have come from different parts of India, and about 800 to 1,000 double foreigners in this gathering. Another 4,000 to 5,000 Madhuban Nivasis, Abu Nivasis, Gansarovar Nivasis, Shantivan Nivasis, another 2,000 Sevadharis. So in all, 18,000 brothers and sisters are in this hall here today. But what a wonder, pin drop silence, as God is down here with us. And what a lovely news Baba shared. And Baba continues.
Company of birth. Mena, mena. Rango ke hire.
So, after you have experienced your subtle body, after having become double light, now start sprinkling these colorful diamonds of colorful shining diamonds on your body of light. These colorful diamonds, sparkling diamonds, are the diamonds of divine virtues, divine powers, divine knowledge. So adorn yourselves with the knowledge, powers and virtues, and color yourself with them. And the biggest color, of course, is the color of Bab Dada's company. Allow yourself to be always absorbed in Bab Dada's company. In this way, may it become constant, may you become immortal, imperishable.
Thank you.
to
Sada.
Such angels of this land as well as foreign lands. To all the children who get all attainments because of their clean heart. To all the children who celebrate the true holy by creating their picture in a practical way, in its true form. Children who accumulate good wishes in their good wishes and thereby accumulate charitable actions in their accounts. Multi million times Yad Pyar. To such children, and namaste. So today, as you know, there's so many brothers and sisters sitting in this audience. The Sevadhari group is Eastern Zone. Well, Baba hasn't mentioned anything yet. Let's see what Baba will do next. The Dadis are conversing with each other. Dadi Janki is at the lady, but she is in her room. She isn't keeping good health, but she will come. She's okay, she's fine, but she needs a lot of rest, as physically she's quite weak, and therefore doctors have advised her to not. See next. Jayanti Ben, Mohini Ben, Dr. Nirmala, Sudesh Didi, Dr. Hemlata, Rajni Ben, all are here. All the senior sisters from abroad, even the brothers are here, I can see. And Baba starts speaking. In this group, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa and Nepal, as well as Tamil Nadu, they are the Sevadhari group.
Odisha.
Odisha.
Orsa.
Along with that, Tamil Nadu.
Ajami.
All those who have come in the Sevadhari group,
Bhagya, bahut acha chance mila.
It's a good fortune to take, to get this chance of doing seva.
Seva ka chance. Sarva brahmano ki
take a chance of this is to take blessings of all the Brahmins, because you bring satisfaction to them, and therefore you have got the fortune of receiving the blessings of the souls. This time it's a very big group here, is it not? Therefore, did you welcome them? Hope you are not tired. Are you tired seeing such a big group in this meeting? Hope you are not tired. Hope you are not confused. You are happy. Are you happy? The last turn is always having a big number. Actually, it is good in a way, because at this time that it is less cold. So you have got a good chance. Did you welcome them from the heart? To welcome from the heart means to take blessings of everyone. It is good.
Abhi abhi prasadat kiya. Aur abhi abhi phal mila.
Right now you make the efforts, and right now itself you get the fruit of your service in the form of receiving the blessings of so many. Because if you serve from the heart, then you receive the fruit instantly. If you do it with love, the immediate fruit of that is inner satisfaction in the heart. So you did a good thing. Congratulations.
Sabne milke kiya.
All of you worked together. And till now it was coming of everyone, and now from tomorrow onwards people will start going. Okay, those who have come in Seva, all Sevadharis, first the teachers of Eastern Zone, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, teachers, Tamil Nadu, all Eastern Zone, everyone, the Sevadhari group teachers, many teachers, the brothers, all the brothers of Eastern Zone who have come as Sevadharis. Okay. Mothers. Mothers, raise their hand. Sevadhari mothers. There are about over 2,000 Sevadharis of Eastern Zone and Tamil Nadu. So did you enjoy? Mothers, did you enjoy?
Sada koi na koi seva me maza lete rehte.
So keep taking pleasure in some or the other type of service all the time. All those have come in the annual meeting, brothers and sisters, raise your hand. About 500 to 600 teachers and brothers are in this annual meeting, which we usually have at the beginning of April, but this time we are keeping at the end of March at Shantivan. So this is the annual meeting of service in India, and Baba tells them, you will create some new plans in the meeting, won't you? You have to pay attention to one particular thing. Baba is telling those who have come for the meeting. Bab Dada has signaled before also to you that in every zone, you have to prepare souls who are cooperative, in contact through your service, and then make that bouquet come to Madhuban. So prepare a bouquet of such souls and bring them to Madhuban. Let them be those special souls in that bouquet who from time to time who have been instrumental who have been cooperative and can be more and more cooperative in service. So bring a bouquet of such souls to Madhuban. Not in front of Bap Dada, but bring them to Madhuban first. Prepare that group and bring them to Madhuban, and they will come closer as they move forward. Attention to this more, and groups from different zones, from this land as well as other lands, that is from different regions abroad, also should come to Madhuban. And then from time to time make use of their services, and thereby your service will expand more and more. When they come here and be in this gathering, they will get more power. They will feel that they are part of this family. They will experience themselves to be family members here. Along with that, also pay attention to service to the mind and form your groups and clarify with each other what it is to serve to the mind. And groups should come together from time to time and prepare plans of how they will serve through their minds. Make these plans. This is the need of the time, because according to the time, according to the circumstances, according to the situations, there is a lot of need of doing service to the mind. So Baba is emphasizing again and again that we have to make our thoughts powerful in order to serve to the mind. Just as you have created different groups for serving different professions, that is, you have prepared different wings, similarly, prepare a group of those souls who are cooperative. From each wing, prepare such cooperative souls who could go in front of the government and tell it what type of service this organization has done, how much transformation it has brought in the people, what practical result it has brought about. That should be shown, presented to the government. Then the government will also feel that these people are all round serviceable souls. They are not just religious minded people, but they serve in a complete way, in a holistic way, all round way. That group, after it gets the result from the government, after it gets the result from that group, will then themselves offer to you that you help us and be instrumental in this task or that task of the government too. Actually, the government doesn't know much about what you people are doing. The clear picture is not in front of them of your things that you do. Actually, each one's eyes should open, the government's eyes should open. So, it should come through television, through the newspapers, that the Brahma Kumaris are doing this service, and they have brought the result to the government, that this is the transformation they have brought about. Let the government know, and then let this be then exposed through television and newspapers. Let this news come in them. So show such results. Then all these small obstacles which come in your way will finish. People till now think that this organization is a religious organization only. It's also a social organization. It is an educational organization as well. Serves the people of all professions. Actually, it serves the people of the whole world and transforms them. You make so many people give up alcohol, you organize health fairs. What statistics have you shown to the government about that? If you just send one news or one report to the government, that will not be of much use.
Naked blame.
make plans of coming on a practical stage, hold exhibitions, hold functions, do all that, that's fine. But the result of that in the form of statistics should be known to everyone. The amount of service you people do and the result which you show on the basis of that actually no other organization does this type of service you do. You serve in towns, cities, even villages, and that also without taking any money from them. You serve them. This is done by you, but it is all incognito yet. Therefore, you have to reveal it, you have to make them know. You are sensible ones. This is why you come in the meeting, don't you? So only the sensible ones are invited for the meeting. So Baba's talking, addressing to those who are in the meetings. Obviously, you are sensible. This is why you're invited in the meeting. Okay, what's the program now? All the Sevadharis of Tamil Nadu. Where are they sitting? Nepal. That's Tamil Nadu. What about those of Nepal? Sevadharis of Nepal. Double foreigners should also say something. Double foreigners and Baba will talk to you. So Nepal brothers and sisters, about 400 to 500 have come from Nepal. They are Sevadharis. Very good. The result of Nepal is good. Similarly, the service of Tamil Nadu is also very good. You should say double foreigners. So though it's a small state, but the service result is good. Say double foreigners. Say, Papa, double foreigners. Say loudly. Yes, double foreigners. Yeah, raise your hand, all double foreigners. Yes, all the double foreigners, raise your hand. Very good group. Okay, lower your hand. It's a very good group.
Double foreigners take. Apna ek naam
yaad. When Bap Dada sees the double foreigners, he is reminded of one of his titles, one of his names, which is one title of Baba, World Benefactor. When you were not with Baba, had not come to Baba, Baba was called just Bharat benefactor, Bharat Kalyankari. But since from the time you have come, Bap Dada has become world benefactor. So whose wonder is it? It is your wonder, is it not? That you could change the title of God. So, and you're also working very well, working very hard. Your backbone in the corporeal form is very clever. You know who's your backbone? Dadi Janki. So your backbone in the corporeal form is very clever. She does not allow you to sit in one place. That is, not one corner of the world should be left out without service. That aim is there. But the only thing needed is there should be obstacle-free service. This will be the success of service. When there are no obstacles in service, whenever you start any service, wherever, whether in this land or any other country, whenever you start service, Bap Dada says for that, everyone should be of one opinion. Let it be one strength, one support, unity, oneness in the companions, in service, in the atmosphere. Just as you crack a coconut to inaugurate a house or any center, you cut the ribbon to inaugurate it. So first of all, cut four types of ribbons. Whenever you start any service, cut four types of ribbons and then crack the coconut of everyone's satisfaction and contentment. Because when you break a coconut, the water which comes from the coconut is then sprinkled on the soil, on the earth, so that it's soiled, it is soaked. Similarly, you need the water of satisfaction, otherwise some or the other obstacle will come. All of you do service, no doubt. But whose name or number will be noted in Bap Dada's register? The one who is an obstacle-free server. Bap Dada has a list of such servers who are free of obstacles. But still, it's a small list by now. It's not a long list. You have a long list of those who give speeches, lectures. But Bap Dada But to whom does Bap Dada say, as the one who gives lectures, the one who makes everyone belong to Baba, make everyone get the pure vibrations from them, such a one is the one who gives lectures. Otherwise, in today's world, you know, girls and boys in colleges, they give such wonderful lectures, speeches in elocution competitions. People keep clapping at their speeches. So giving a lecture is not a big thing. In Baba's list, who is a speaker who gives lectures? The one who is able to get the satisfaction, get the certificate of satisfaction, contentment from everyone. This is why you did not raise your hand when Baba asked, is the rosary ready? Amongst double foreigners, the obstacle doesn't come between double foreigners, but it is the obstacle mostly in your mind. Your very thoughts become the obstacles in your way. Your stage, mental stage, becomes an obstacle. The stage should be unshakable.